There's a monster inside us all. Are you the zombie horror type, or do you prefer psychological thrillers with a twist? If you're wondering how your zodiac sign relates to a horror movie villain, you're in luck, because everyone has a dark side, and we're all curious to see it. Hi, I'm Joshua, and welcome to the Zenfinity Podcast in this special Halloween series through the month of October. There's rarely ever an appropriate time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some good old blood and gore. Until Halloween season begins, that is. The closer we are to Halloween, the more likely we are to binge watch our favorite slasher movies and occupy the entire living room with junk food, popcorn, and chilling screams throughout the house. There are no coincidences in astrology, but the mere fact that Halloween, aka the spookiest day of the year, happens to take place while the sun is in Scorpio, never gets old. The shadowy and macabre vibe of Scorpio season is not only symbolic of the cycles of death and rebirth, but it also a representation of everything that's hidden beneath the surface. It sort of reminds me of Pennywise, the dancing clown, but don't get it twisted, Scorpio. Pennywise is not your horror movie villain. Around this time of year, everyone loves to ask you about your favorite scary movie. And while there's a fine line between fascination and fear, there's a reason why we can't seem to get enough of the thrill you get from sitting at the edge of your seat. If you're not already watching your favorite gruesome monster scenes, what are you waiting for? Here are the horror movie villains that reflect the dark side of your zodiac sign. Starting with Aries, you're Chucky. A red-headed terror who keeps coming back to life, similar to Mother Nature in the springtime. Everything from your cursed-filled rants to your insatiable appetite for destruction explains why you're still considered one of the most legendary horror icons of our time. Nothing to do with gender, but you can thank your audacious planetary ruler Mars for your innate aggression and overly masculine, extroverted, and action-oriented persona. Between war games and soul-transferring rituals and mass murderers, it's hard to believe you've been slashing victims since 1988. Next up is Taurus, and Tauruses, you are Patrick Bateman. In the realm of horror, you would have all the characteristics of a human being, and yet not a single, clear identifiable emotion, except for greed and disgust. And though you seem to fit right in with your smug work colleagues and self-absorbed capitalist, there's a blood-lusting monster alive and breathing behind your mask of sanity. Truth is, obsessing over the mundane nuances of the world will eventually take a toll. And well, it was only a matter of time before you went rogue. After Taurus is Gemini. And Gemini, your ghost face. The only thing more curious than your multifaceted mask is the blatant mischief of your inquisitive nature and back-to-back phone calls. Can we talk about that genius voice changer? You're the only zodiac sign who'd be able to get away with taunting and threatening victims via telephone while playing a repetitive game of horror movie trivia. Your communication skills are unmatched. Up next is Cancer. And Cancer, your Leatherface. Leatherface is a family man like a true Cancer. He just wants to make sure his family eats and will do anything to make sure they are well fed, even if it means hunting down innocent victims and barbecuing their meat. Cancers are also known for being a bit spontaneous, which is a nice way to classify Leatherface's murder style. After Cancer is Leo. And Leo, you are Pennywise. Pennywise is all about the show, the clown costume, the makeup, and the drama of only coming out every 27 years to dine on children. He's been referred to as more of a monster than man, and he even resembles a lion with his mane. Up next is Virgo, and Virgo, you're Michael Myers. On top of the fact that you're a brilliant strategist with an impeccable knack for detail, you're also the only zodiac sign capable of tapping into the human psyche and doing so in a way that's both simple and eerily subtle. Selectively mute, you don't have to utter a single word to get your point across, which makes you all the more mysterious and intriguing. Mastering the art of stalking in plain sight still wouldn't come close to your breaking and entering techniques. Up next is Libra, and Libras, you're Hannibal Lecter. Libras are known for their diplomacy and ability to stay level-headed in stressful situations. This description might not first come to mind when thinking about a serial killer like Hannibal Lecter, but bear with me. He's able to keep his composure and talk his way into things. He cares about the finer things in life and having good manners, which is why he can fall into the category of being superficial, like Libra. Up next is Scorpio, and Scorpio's your pinhead. An unstoppable demon and master of pain, with a knack for instilling fear and persuading others to do as you please. The only thing more terrifying than your dark, ominous, and penetrating voice is your demonic demeanor, calm, cool, and horrific. Then again, it's not like you stepped into this energy overnight, Scorpio. On the contrary, this is what happens when you experiment with the occult and your desire for vengeance gets the best of you. After Scorpio is Sagittarius, and Sagittarius, you're Jason Voorhees. Don't take this the wrong way, but you know a thing or two about faking it till you make it, and well, only you'd be able to pull off wearing a hockey mask and stolen clothes throughout those massive killing sprees at Camp Crystal Lake. Spontaneity is where it's at, and you can't help but revel in the great outdoors, despite whether it happens to land on Friday the 13th. As for your target, teenage bullies wearing their high school letterman jackets. You don't beat around the bush, you hide behind it before slaying your victims. Up next is Capricorn, and Caps, you're Esther Coleman. You've always been too smart for your own good, but if you were indeed a horror villain, you'd be sure to set yourself up for success, and by any means necessary. Traditional and sophisticated, everything from the sweet ribbons on your hair to your wise beyond your years persona is more than enough to charm anyone's socks off, especially future parents visiting the orphanage. Eavesdropping on adult conversations is second nature when you're a 33-year-old woman stuck in a child's body. Up next is Aquarius. And Aquarius, you're John Jigsaw Kramer. Let the mind games begin. Being ruled by Uranus means you're not one to fall in line, but instead disrupt the social norm. But you're not just any horror villain, and by that, I mean you're not about to mindlessly murder victims for the sake of satisfying your bloodthirsty appetite. Instead, you use your genius intellect and revolting analytics to target a very specific group of test subjects. Congratulations to those who are still alive. And finally, we have Pisces. And Pisces, you're Freddy Krueger. One, two, Freddy's coming for you. Listen here, Dream Demon. It doesn't get more Neptunian than your ability to blur the lines between dreams and reality. And though it's no secret that you absolutely loathe the real world, most people don't know that it's precisely what triggers your vulnerability. Your trademark metal-clawed brown leather gloves add to your villainy aesthetic. But even still, nothing is creepier than the way you murder victims in their sleep. Of course, this was all in Halloween fun. October is the month of Halloween, and we all like to don a different mask. Just don't get too carried away. Thanks for listening to the Zenfinity podcast, bringing us closer to the universe and helping us harness the power that the stars and planets can provide. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Until next time.